Welcome to the Bonnie Barnes Show. In this podcast, patient wife, boy mama, and star on the rise will give you a glimpse into her glamorous and chaotic world. Saddle up and hold on tight. Here's your host, Bonnie Barnes.
Lauren.
Hi.
You know, I got a situation going on and I called.
Why do you have sunglasses on?
Because I had a teensy little eye procedure done. Hey, I had a little, it's like an eyelid surgery, a little skin taken, you know, from my eyelid, very normal for this age. But it wasn't botched, but it's healing really slow. So I just thought, well, put on my glasses. And, you know, John was like, you got to fight ahead. You know, you got to get this out for the people. So I decided to charge on. And then you told me, don't you dare take anything before we record. You know, I don't want to have to redo it. So here I am, just a hero for everybody. So,
yeah, I'm glad we decided to come on anyways.
Yeah, I just decided to do it for the fans. I figure, you know, Mercury's in retrograde. People want to hear this. They need to be grounded and stable. And then John said, you know, I have this nice little...
Is that a choir robe?
Oh, so you and John are in competition. Who can be meaner? Because it's a nice cotton shirt that I put on to be comfortable in the house. And he's like, oh, when did Paula Deen get here? You know, everybody's... Everybody's being pretty cruel based, you know, and I'm an invalid. So that really shows character.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, you're not. Oh. I was just teasing.
Oh, you said, is that a choir robe?
Yeah, because when I grew up and my sisters were in the choir and it looked like one of the green ones they wore in my church. Sorry.
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to go, oh, that's so funny. I had major surgery and I'm in a comfortable shirt, but please continue to verbally. We got to catch people up. People are probably wondering, where's Trisha? Where's Trisha? I thought y'all were doing the whole prom weekend. Prom got pushed to May.
Want to tell them why? You want me to tell them why?
You tell them.
There was a mono outbreak at the school.
The kissing disease, the kids, there's about 100 kids infected with mononucleosis. And Jacob got it. You know who didn't get it? Trisha's daughter, Zoe. So that tells you that Zoe's stepping out. She's, you know, passing it around. Because I don't think Jacob was, what's the word, Lauren? You know when it's like the first page, patient zero. I don't think my son was patient zero for mononucleosis. I think he got it from Trisha's daughter because she's kind of fast.
Probably got it from like the locker room.
Lauren, no, he's kissing in the locker room.
That's what you think.
Well, I don't want to hear about the videos you watch and things like that. Maybe not. Did I tell you that the reason I have my eyes done now is because I have big plans this summer I want to learn how to swim properly. You know, I want to
properly.
Know, yeah. I mean, meaning.
You don't know how to swim.
Meaning if I'm in the middle of Lake Austin or wherever I am and I fall off the boat, you know, I want to be able to swim all the way to shore. You know, I can flip on my back so I don't drown like a toddler.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I need to be able to swim 100 yards, 500 yards. That's just what occurred to me. So I'm like, better get my eyelids done now and let the stitches heal so that I can do my swim lessons this summer. Because that's, you know, already signed up, ready to roll.
Okay. This doesn't sound like something you'd normally be interested in. So what brought this up?
Sure. Well, family friend of the family, Tyler. And my son's assistant football coach, he is before the 2-a-day start, you know, in like end of July or whatever, between now and then, he's like, you know, talking to me, he's like, I got to make some extra cash, got to keep the mojo going, so I'm going to lifeguard. What are you doing? Abandon yourself?
I don't want to tell you what it is. There's a gnat infestation in my house.
Infestation?
Little gnats everywhere.
Call your landlord. Say, hey, I know you don't speak English, but I need you over here. We'll sign it. All right. Tyler is going to be in Lifeguarden. Yeah, right. Lifeguarden. And he's going to be given lessons. And it just occurred to me, ding, 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 after the accident that I had, that you remember, the traumatic accident 3 months ago, I thought, I better be have my butt in those classes, you know, get my tush in that pool.
What accident?
Remember my accident in the hot tub? Remember I freaked out, had a full-blown panic attack because Caleb jumped in the hot tub, cannonball, and I almost drowned?
Mm-hmm.
It was like being, it was less like drowning, more like being waterboarded, you know, the water. And so it just freaked me out, and I just thought, you know, my water's
still. You're not supposed to go underwater in the hot tub, so. But I don't know that swim lessons would really help, I think. Well, now that I know that Tyler is, you know, the lifeguard, it makes more sense to me.
Sure. I've learned with you when you're negative about something. Here's what I picked up on with you. Here's what my social skills picked up on. When you're super negative about something, it's because you're jealous, A, or B, you want to join in. But you can't, you know, you've worked for me for a long time. We're very close. We're like sisters. And you feel like you can't just say, hey, Bonnie, I'd love to get in on those lessons. I'd love to be in those lessons with you. Because if you just said that, hey, you know, I live by the ocean and swimming's nerve wracking for me too. I'd say, come on down here. 6 week course. We'll get other stuff done too.
No, that's okay. Is it like one-on-one?
Yes, privates. Private lessons. Trisha might join in on a couple. Be totally honest.
Is John going to go with you?
Hell no.
Okay.
Buzzkill. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. He's not a big pool guy. He burns too crisp. Lobster.
I feel like he would like to get some lessons. Like, it might be fun if you guys went together. Probably more appropriate.
What? Why? Why are you trying to figure out his schedule? What, you want to go rendezvous or you're working for him now? You got
with John?
Well, I don't know. Y'all are talking 10 times a day. Hello? 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 I'm like, hello?
You know, I work for him now.
I hired her.
What do you mean?
What do you even do with John? I mean, what do you do? Clean out the garage? Clean out the garage?
No, he doesn't make, it's nice. He doesn't really make me do silly things. Like, he invests in a lot of companies and he shows me that kind of stuff and lets me sit in on meetings. And, you know, I feel like I learn a lot about like real life skills when I'm working for him. So it's great.
So John, you're like a court reporter. Are you just taking notes?
I mean, kind of, yeah, I am kind of in the shadowing phase, which I'm fine with because I'm just learning.
1:37. John suggested we have burgers at every meal. Milkshakes on the hour. I mean, what?
No.
Okay. I have to throw a side note in here. Did you happen to see that TikTok I sent you of Trisha?
Which one?
You know which one? The fast car?
No.
You didn't see it, Lauren?
No.
All right. Well, I'll have to explain it. Essentially, Trisha made a TikTok. And I think what she was doing in it was pretending to be a gay woman. You're not familiar with this at all. She was in these baggy jeans and this button down with this big belt and had a hat on. And she was singing Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. But Lauren, she had hashtagged all these hashtags like lesbian TikTok, lesbians of TikTok, all this stuff.
Trisha made this?
Yes, sorry, Bob. She is in an acting class, so I don't know, at the rec center. So I don't know if that was just sort of a
did you send it to me? I could watch it now.
Yeah, send it to you. Here, let me make sure I sent it. Why don't you go take a look? Let's see. Oh.
One thing about me is I'm a...
Nope.
Let's see.
And you are on the air, so...
I know.
No swearing. No.
I need to get my live reaction.
Yep. Check out and go to your messages. I think I've sent you about 40 that I haven't got a response to, so... Did you see it?
I'm looking.
Yeah. That's Trisha. I got a plan to get there a better game. That's Trisha. So
what is she doing?
We don't know. Either it's an acting class and they said, here's your assignment, you can be a middle-aged butch woman, you know. Or she's trying something, you know. Because she hashtagged, like, I want to say 200 hashtags, like lesbians to TikTok, lesbian talk. Pride flag, the whole thing. And I think she thought if she did that, we wouldn't find it. But what she doesn't know is that typically if I, you know, post something for our podcast, I'll hashtag lesbian talk because you're a lesbian. You know. And we need the viewership, right? But I think she, you know.
Did she put like hashtag acting or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
No. So it was hashtag single, you know, all this stuff. So we'll have to address that with her. I mean, what's your take?
I mean, honestly, I think it's hilarious. Do I think what?
Well, I mean, do you think it's experimentation?
Maybe.
It's more your realm.
Maybe. I think maybe she's just confused.
Oh, dear.
Trisha, we can talk.
Thanks to you. Oh gosh, she's a married woman, so you know. But hey, 2023, people do what they want to do, and we have no right. You know, Lauren, you have no right to tell someone what they can and cannot do.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I need to hear you say it. You know, I need to hear you say, "It's not my problem."
Not my problem.
That's right. Do you want me to show you my eyes?
Not my problem.
That's right. Not my problem. That's the best line. We should make a shirt that says that. Not my problem.
I would buy it. Wear it every day to work for you.
Can I ask you another question?
What?
Did you get that sweater in 2008 or 2010? Has it been hanging on the back of your chair for 13 years?
I've had it for about a year.
Hmm. Was it Talbot's or?
Cozy Chic.
That TJ Maxx, Michael Marshalls?
No, it's that. That's what the store is called.
Hmm. It's a store called Cozy Chic.
Yeah.
That's
Barefoot something.
You have to send me the link.
Barefoot Dreams.
Hmm. That sounds like
sponsor me.
Druggy,
please.
Drug addict.
It's better than your choir outfit.
Well, you know what, Lauren? This is a Ralph Lauren shirt.
That doesn't look very comfy, though.
It's about, you know, $150. So
actually, I'd probably wear that.
Do you want me to give you a flash of my eyelid surgery?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something else.
In your dreams. Ready? Did you see it?
No, do it again.
Did you see
it? Why do you look terrified?
Because they dilated my eyes, Lauren, and I had major surgery. Did you come down? No. Did you send me flowers? No. Did you do anything?
No. Sorry.
That hurts me because you're one of my greatest friends.
I'm sorry.
John got me this hat. I thought this was so cute. Let me show you. Hold on. Stand by.
I didn't even know you were having this done. So.
Well, you know what? It's my private personal business.
Yeah, well, then if it's like private, you can't expect me to give you flowers after. I don't even know about
it's Aviator Nation. Cool. What did the kids say? Dope.
2008 or 2009?
No, this is a very famous store where you live and you don't know a thing about it because you're so in your microculture of, you know, techies. What else is
anime.
Going
on? Anime.
Yeah, anime. Furries. What else is going on? What else is up with you? I'm not gonna lie, I did take a little bit of half a Percocet for this one.
All right.
What else is going on?
Well, I'm excited for prom whenever that happens.
Yeah. Well, now you're all excited because you're getting paid like $5,000 to come chaperone and do the whole thing.
Yeah. Because John, I talked to John about it.
Oh, you talked to Daddy Warbucks about it. And what did he say?
He said he would take care of it. He'd make sure that I felt compensated for it. He says he knows the kids are crazy.
Oh, that's a not really nice way to talk about your son. Well, I'll be addressing that with him after this. You know, okay. How about some positive? How about say, my kid, you're lucky to hang with my kid. You're lucky to hang around my Jacob. Anyway, I mean, do you have a plan with the kids? Are you going to set up any decorations or anything like that? I mean, are you going to do anything nice?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think they care about that, really. They just want to, you know, go to the dance. I'll probably take some pictures of them.
At the dance? I don't think you're going to be loud in the school.
No, before they go.
Oh, obviously, Lauren. I thought you were bringing your cannon.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's part of the compensation. Like,
yeah, pictures. I know. You asked me what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do what I am asked to do.
Okay, great. And I'm asking you this as well. I don't want any kids in the hot tub. So okay. What I was thinking I might have you do, I might cover the hot tub and then have you sit on top of it. Like, have you and Alexis just sit on top of the hot tub for the night. And then when they're like, Lauren, please, we want to get in the hot tub. Just, nope, not tonight. Turn around.
Why not? I think that would be like fun for them. They're definitely going to want to.
Yeah, no, that's why you're going to be sitting on top of it.
Why would you put me in that position? I'm not going to sit on top of it.
Because it needs to be appropriate. You don't have to, you can put a blanket down.
How is that appropriate?
You're going to put a blanket on the top of the hot tub and sit crisscross applesauce. You can take a laptop and watch, you know, the L Word or Barefoot Contessa or whatever you want out there and take some snacks out there. And then when they come out and say, oh, we want to have a teen pregnancy in your hot tub, you can say, not going to happen.
Actually, I could probably. Didn't Jacob like overflow the hot tub or something?
Yes, that Lauren, that's what I just talked about. Got waterboarded.
So, yeah. No, when it went into the kitchen. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The hot tub's been bad luck for us this year.
Yeah, no bonfires either.
Why
don't we just plan instead of them like having it at the house, like going somewhere else afterwards?
Like Chuck E. Cheese or something?
Now that we have time to think about it.
Yeah. Where?
I mean, maybe not that, but.
Maybe Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that could be good. And we'll rent a long limo, like a Hummer limo. And then you can kind of co-conspire with the driver of the limo and kind of come up with a plan of action to watch the kids and set boundaries.
I just don't know if that's going to fly.
What?
Dave and Buster. It's kind of lame, honestly.
You brought it up.
I know.
I mean, what,
I'm just,
what,
maybe we
what
could
would it be
stall,
if it wasn't Dave
but...
and Buster's? What, you want to take them to, you know, Mastro's or where you want to take them?
Is there like another parent that could host?
No, because all the parents are going to Jamaica. Didn't I say that? That's where we're going. The whole group.
What do you mean all the parents?
Yeah, because we're like, funny. You know, what?
There's no parents that are going to be in town.
Zip. So basically everyone's staff is helping out. You know, nanny. They have some nannies, which will be cool for you. You can work out your other languages. And so there's going to be some nannies there, some assistants like yourself. There's one house manager, like the executive house manager. Actually, you know what? I think someone started a Facebook group about it. So I'm going to have you get on the horn with that, get in the Facebook group. Because we just all figure, you know, the kids, they don't want their mommy and daddy at the pictures and stuff. You know, they want to be cool. We don't need to be a part of it. So we're going to Jamaica, Mon.
Okay. You sure you don't want to be there for prom?
Not this time.
Okay.
It's, it's nerve-wracking to me, Lauren, and I think it's just best that we come back and see the pictures and the dresses and the photos and, you know, I mean, we'll see it that night on social media, the whole thing. So it'll be great. And I'll have you there sending me stuff. So no harm, no foul. It's not a wedding. Yeah. You know, it's a school dance.
Okay.
I mean, you think it, well, whatever. I can't dwell. The ticket's bought.
Yeah.
Jacob said
just be me and them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good memory for you too. Good thing to put on your resume, honestly. Jacob told me that they put out some PSA about dirty dancing.
Oh yeah, like grinding.
Yeah. The skull was like
still grind.
What else do they have to do?
High schoolers still do that.
I think they do. And I think they break dance too. So I think they're trying to get the kids to do more break dancing than grind. You know, like this is cool. You know, grinding's cool, but what if we got in a circle and one at a time we go in and do our best moves? Or I said, if you're so worried about it, get a conga line going. you know, hands on the shoulders. Ooh. Oh, or get some kind of, what's that called? Limbo. You know, you have to have alternatives to them. They're like puppies. You can't just say, don't grind. Well, what are they supposed to do? Stand there and, you know, play with their lockers or, you know, you have to have activities for them.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, so we'll see what happens. I mean, they were like basically threatened, like, you'll get suspended if you're grinding.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
I don't have to go to the dance though, right?
We'll see. We'll see. It's pretty sick to think about, don't you think?
Grinding?
Yeah. Kids? Yeah, underage? Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yes, yeah, disgusting. Let's get off the topic. We're going to get flagged. We're going to get flagged and taken off YouTube. Anyway. Oh, man. I'm going to go watch. I'm going to take the rest of my Percocet after this and watch Dance Moms. My favorite show. And chill.
It's fun.
Chill out. Okay. I gotta let my eyes heal. Let me show you one more time. Gotta let them heal. Gotta let them.
Just one eye.
Heal over. Remember that song? What's your favorite song?
I don't have a favorite song.
If I put a absolute shotgun to your head and said, I'm gonna blow your head off if you don't tell me your favorite song, what would you say?
I'd freeze in situations like that.
That's a terrible quality. I would say Up by Shania Twain. Have you ever heard that?
Sing it.
Up, 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 can only go up from here.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Love
makes
that.
Me feel so good. I love
yeah.
it. Just makes me feel like, you know, Jamaica, here we come. So you can't think of any music you like. You're like, when the lights out. That's you. That's your favorite song. Nirvana.
No. No. I don't like that kind of music, really.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Oh, God.
If you let other people fill in the gaps of your life, or if you don't speak up, you let others write your story for you. So this is a great opportunity. You always say, you mischaracterize me on the podcast. I'm misunderstood. Well, this is a great opportunity to show someone something about you that's real.
I have no desire to.
All right. I bet you like that song. You ought to know.
Sure,
I'm
yeah.
happy for you.
Let's see. I do.
That's
like
you
that
and
song.
You and Alexis get in a fight. Or you sing, I'm the only one. Walk across the fire for you.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. All right, okay. Everybody. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Please pray for me. Send me healing prayers, good vibes, good thoughts. You know, Lauren, I'd like to get some kind of feedback from you, you know, vibe-wise. Maybe a nice text, maybe a video of yourself saying, hang in there.
You went MIA for like a day, so.
Okay. And you didn't seem worried at all. Didn't get one text saying, hey, haven't heard from you. Hope you're not in a ditch. Hope you weren't trafficked. Hope you're not in the back of a car. Zip died to the side. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bonnie hopes you've enjoyed your precious time with her today. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email thebonniebarnesshow@gmail.com. Address all inquiries to Bonnie's assistant, Lauren. Miss Bonnie doesn't have time to be chatting with y'all off air. Come back soon now, you hear?